And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 28th of July, 2009. It's the birthday of the Catholic priest and poet who, while serving in rural Wales, wrote, "The world is charged with the grandeur of God. It will flame out like shining from shook foil. It gathers to a greatness like the ooze of oil crushed." Gerard Manley Hopkins, born in Stratford, England in 1844. It's the birthday of the philosopher Karl Popper, Vienna, 1902, who met Albert Einstein when he, Popper, was at the University of Vienna and was awestruck. He started thinking about the way Einstein's theories worked and realized that what made them legitimate scientific theories was that they were concrete enough that it would have been possible to prove that they were false, whereas many theorists like Marx and Freud presented theories that were impossible to actually prove were not true. So Popper wrote The Logic of Scientific Discovery, arguing that the closest a scientist can get to proving the truth is by failing to find evidence that it is false. Karl Popper, who said, "It is impossible to speak in such a way that you cannot be misunderstood." It's the birthday of the children's author and illustrator Natalie Babbitt, born Dayton, Ohio, 1932, grew up during the Depression, family moved from town to town in Ohio. She loved reading fairy tales and myths. Her first novel for children was The Search for Delicious, and then her most famous, Tuck Everlasting, the story of Winnie Foster, who leaves her home and meets the Tuck family, which has discovered the secret of immortality and realized that it isn't as perfect as it sounds. It's the birthday of Alice Dewar Miller, born New York City, 1874, who in 1940 published The White Cliffs, a novel about an American girl goes on vacation to London, falls in love with a young Englishman, they marry, he goes off to fight in the war and is killed. She has his son, she stays in England and raises him, and at the end of the book, England enters World War II. She's scared that her boy will be killed, but she wants him to go fight for the country he loves. The White Cliffs, it was a dramatic book and very popular, sold more than 1 million copies, and convinced a lot of Americans that this country should join World War II. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bernard Haas, entitled Counting Thunder. For several weeks, the weather has been mild, and we have wallowed in this picnic sun, our baskets stuffed with bread and wine, beguiled by a string of buttered days, which, one by one, have lulled us into such complacency that any thought of rain or want or cold would seem killjoy to a mind disposed to see a clump of daisies nodding by the road. But lightning flash upon the ridge portends a sudden change of weather is at hand. Caught unaware, we face the rising wind and count the interval before the sound of thunderclap announces the return of darker times we had soon forgotten. The dog cowers, the weather vane turns wildly, and we scramble forth to batten down the shutters, banging out their warning. No use pretending storm clouds won't draw near, they're certain now. The anvil head is mounting high above the things we've held so dear. We light the lantern as clouds obscure the sun and gather frightened children in our arms. The lightning flash and thunder merge at one, and we hunker down beneath the raging storm. Counting Thunder, a poem by Robert Bernard Haas, from his book, Counting Thunder, published by David Robert Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.